Damian, thank you for joining us. Last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asked for a $25 million stimulus package to address the tourism industry in the state to help them out because they've seen significant losses across the industry. What can you share with us about how the industry has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, certainly, Anthony. We've talked about this before. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit New Mexico's tourism industry particularly hard, in part because of the out-of-state quarantine orders and those efforts to protect New Mexicans against travelers from other states bringing in the virus. Right now, the projected impact looks to be about $4.3 billion in 2020. And that doesn't include longer-term losses because of business closures and workers who might be leaving the state to move elsewhere. So for the upcoming legislative session, which, of course, begins in January, the governor said she's going to be asking lawmakers for that $25 million economic stimulus package, and she hopes that that'll reduce the time that it's going to take for the industry to require post-pandemic. Now, if you look at the most recent New Mexico employment report, the leisure and hospitality sector has been particularly hard hit, losing 24,500 jobs. That's about a 24.5% dip from a year ago.
Wow. You mentioned the legislative session in January. We are a couple of months away from that. But just looking at this month of November, there are so many challenges that New Mexicans face with the COVID-19 pandemic. We're looking at rising numbers across the state, and hospitalization rates are going up. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said that further restrictions could come if things do not improve. How do you see this impacting the business in our area?
Well, it's certainly going to have a tremendous impact. You know, you don't have to look very far. You don't have to look any farther than El Paso to see what could be in New Mexico's future. You know, even in the past week, we've seen just record-breaking numbers day after day. And Human Services Secretary David Scraife is indicating that it's only going to get worse for the remainder of November. Besides the crunch and the crisis that it's creating in the medical sector, it is expected to have an impact on the business sector. You know, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham kind of telegraphed last week that we could start seeing new public health orders coming down as early as this week. So I think that's something we're all going to have to be on the lookout for, and it may be time to start thinking about holiday plans, you know, what you're going to do as far as spending time with your family goes. Right now, state officials are discouraging that, you know, kind of giving it a miss this year.
So many challenges. Damian, thanks for that update. Now, I want to move on and talk about something. We have about a minute left in this segment, but I want to discuss Virgin Galactic announcing some dates for possible manned flights into space from Spaceport America. What can you share?
That's right, Anthony. You know, it seems like we've waited 10 years for this minute right here. But Virgin Galactic announced Thursday that they expect to launch its first manned test flight into space this month. Those dates are tentatively scheduled for November 19th and 23rd. They have launched a couple of test flights from Mojave, California, but this is going to be their first from Virgin Galactic at the spaceport.
Okay. Thanks for that update, Damian. We'll follow up with you on that. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.